Ever like found yourself in a crowded place and wished you could just see through someone else's eyes for a sec?
Oh, yeah, totally. Like at a concert, trying to see past the tall guy in front.
Exactly. Well, that's kind of what today's deep dive is all about. We're talking VR, light field displays, the whole shebang.
This is right up my alley.
Basically, there's this research paper we're looking at, and it's basically like a blueprint for making this whole seeing through someone else's eyes thing a reality.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So we're talking about literally controlling what someone else sees.
Yeah. But it's even cooler than that. It's not just about like taking over someone's vision. It's more like bridging the gap between, you know, what we experience individually and what we want others to see too. You know, making that connection.
Okay. I see where you're going with this. So like shared experiences, but with an added layer of control.
Exactly. Imagine this. You walk into a room and there's this crazy realistic 3D display. Like you can almost reach out and touch the images.
Those light field displays, right? They're incredible. Yuck.
Those. And on the display, there's a scene playing out, let's say a dragon just chilling on a table with a little bunny hiding behind it, being all mischievous. You get the picture.
Okay, got it. Pretty standard setup so far.
Now, here's where it gets wild. Someone else is wearing a VR headset, totally immersed in a virtual version of that exact same scene.
Okay, I'm seeing where this is going. The two are connected somehow.
Bingo. As the person in VR moves their head, what they focus on in the virtual world, well, that directly changes what you see on the light field display.
You're kidding. So if they're looking at the dragon in VR, the light field display zooms in on the dragon for the person watching the display.
You got it. Like, their gaze is a spotlight shifting the focus. If they look at the bunny, boom, your attention is drawn to the bunny, too. It's like they're saying, hey, check this out.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. That's seriously cool. But how does that even work? How do you sync those two things up like that?
It all comes down to gaze tracking. You know how phones have those eye tracking cameras?
Yeah, those things are creepy.
Right. Well, imagine a way more advanced version of that built right into the VR headset. It tracks exactly where the user's looking in that virtual world.
So the headset knows, but how does that translate to the light field display? It feels like there's a step missing.
Exactly. That's where things get really clever. The researchers call it the cross-reality remapper. It basically takes the gaze data from the headset and mashes it up with info about where the virtual camera is and how it's pointing. So it's like translating, like taking what your eyes are doing and turning it into, you know, instructions for this fancy display.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a universal language for attention. And here's the really cool part. They're not using like big flashing arrows or anything to direct your attention.
What do you mean? How else would they do it?
They're using something called diopter blur. You know how when you focus on something, like really focus on it, the stuff in the background gets a little blurry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Like when you're looking at something up close and the background kind of softens.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's how our eyes naturally understand depth and focus, right? So instead of making the things the VR user isn't looking at completely disappear, they just get a little blurrier.
Ah, I get it. It's subtle, like gently guiding your focus instead of just yanking it around.
Precisely. And that's what I love about this. It's not just about the tech, but how it actually uses our natural way of seeing the world.
So much cooler than flashing lights and arrows, right?
Way cooler. But it's one thing to talk about it. Did they actually test this thing out, see if it actually works?
Oh, they totally did. They had a whole pilot study to see how well people could follow someone else's gaze using this whole cross-reality setup.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
How did they set that up, though?
So they had people wear the VR headset and look at this lineup of targets. These targets would like light up randomly, and the person in VR had to focus on them as they lit up.
Okay, so kind of like a vision test, but way more high tech.
Exactly. But here's the thing. They had another person watching that light field display, but this observer couldn't see what was going on in the virtual world at all.
Oh, wow. So all they saw was the display changing based on what the VR person was looking at.
Exactly. Their job was to figure out which target the VR user was focused on just from those shifts in focus on the display.
Okay, that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So did it work? Could they actually tell where the VR person was looking?
Get this. They actually tested two ways of doing it. Two different methods of, like, guiding attention using the light field display.
Oh, interesting. So it wasn't just a simple one-to-one thing.
Nope. First, they tried just using the VR user's gaze depth. So how far away their eyes were focused in the virtual scene.
Okay, so if they were looking at something further away in VR, the display would adjust to be blurry further away.
Exactly. Then they tried something even more precise using the gaze ray.
Hold on, gaze ray. What is that?
Imagine a laser pointer shooting out from your eye. That's basically your gaze ray, the exact direction you're looking.
Oh, I see. So they were testing if using that super specific line of sight, that gaze ray, was more accurate than just the depth of their focus. Cool. So did it work? Like, at all?
Oh, it totally worked. The observer could actually tell what the VR user was looking at just from the light field display changing. It's like mind reading with technology.
No way. That's incredible. But was one method better than the other? Did that gaze ray really make a difference?
Actually, that's the really interesting part. So get this. Using the gaze depth, that blurry background thing, it was actually more accurate than the super precise gaze ray.
Wait, really? That doesn't seem right. You'd think that laser focus would be way better.
Right. But here's the thing. Our brains are already wired to get depth and focus. Like, we've been doing it our whole lives.
Yeah, it's like second nature. We just get it.
Exactly. So when that light field display mimics that natural way we see depth, it just makes sense to our brains, even if it's not laser focused on the exact object.
That's so cool. Like, sometimes simpler is better.
Totally.
Know?
And it gets even wilder. When they made the scenes more complicated, you know, more stuff to look at, the gaze depth actually became even more reliable.
No way. So the more complex it gets, the better our brains are at using those natural cues. That's wild.
It's like our brains crave that depth information to cut through the clutter. Makes you realize how powerful those natural ways of seeing are.
It's like, instead of fighting against how our brains work naturally, this technology is like, let's work with that.
Exactly. But remember how the VR user could also move the camera around, not just their eyes.
Right, right. So they weren't just stuck in one spot. Did that change anything?
Big time. They found that combining the gaze-guided focus with a little camera work made the accuracy shoot way up.
So it's like having someone point you in the right direction, and then your eyes naturally know where to go from there.
Nailed it. Now think about the possibilities.
Oh, man, where do we even start? Imagine, like classrooms, where teachers can use this to make sure every student is looking at the right part of a 3D model.
Right, no more. Wait, what are we looking at again? Moments.
Or museums. You put on a headset, and the curator is guiding your attention to different artifacts, telling you stories.
That's amazing. It'd be like having a personal tour guide, but without the crowds. What else?
Think like surgery training. Medical students could experience a surgery from the surgeon's point of view.
Okay, that's next level, but there's got to be some downsides, right?
Well, one of the big ones is latency. If there's even a tiny delay between the VR and the display, it'd be super frustrating. Like, you wouldn't want things feeling out of sync.
Yeah, like lag in a video game. Super annoying.
Exactly. And then there's the challenge of scaling it up. Like, what happens when it's not just one person's view, but a whole bunch of people?
Ooh, yeah. Imagine trying to coordinate the attention of a whole crowd.
That's where it gets really interesting. What if the system could actually, like, highlight what everyone's interested in? Or even show different things based on what individuals want to see.
Okay, now we're talking. This research makes you wonder about so many things. Like, how do we share experiences? How do we understand each other better? It's like we're on the verge of something huge here, bridging those gaps between our individual perceptions. It's mind-blowing stuff.